It's pretty somber words that today's gospel ends on. I mean, the Pharisees rejected the plan of God for themselves. I can't think of any worse words that I would want to hear about myself. And yet Luke says it so explicitly. And of course, what's going on is, you know, this sharp division between conversion of the mind and conversion of the heart. And maybe I should just say a sharp division between intellect and heart, and the need for conviction by both. What Jesus is trying to do is show first and foremost how the heart is so important before the intellect can come into play and be free to make its judgment in its own proper time. And what Jesus appeals to, he's asking them, well, what did you go out into the desert to see? You know, and he's talking about John the Baptist, of course, and a prophet. Oh, yeah, you went out to see, you know, did you just go out to see a reed swing in the wilderness? No, you knew he was much more than that. You knew he wasn't just, you know, some plain figure. You knew he was a prophet and more than a prophet. You were, you know, there was something that stirred you in your heart, and you were looking for him. You were looking for God in him. And then, of course, this is going to be really important, right, this movement of the heart, because then if you're looking for God, if that's what you're doing, and if you're looking for God in a particular person, then you're really going to be open, right, to the intellectual needs that you have, right, to the signs that might be worked, or, you know, to the words that might be spoken, right, that will confirm in your mind what you already knew in your heart. But you have to let your heart be moved. You have to want to find God. And if you want those two things, the mind is going to follow. And so, you know, Jesus says that, you know, two things at the end that are really important. The first thing he says, I tell you this, there is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. So he elevates literally John the Baptist higher than any of the prophets that have come before him, almost as if John is not only the last, but the greatest of the prophets. And after that elevation, he says, yet I tell you this too, that, you know, anyone born of the kingdom of God, in other words, a kingdom that Jesus is bringing, is greater than he. So for all intents and purposes, what Jesus is telling us then is that he's the guy, you know, he's the guy we want to be looking to see God in. That, you know, he is not only greater than John the Baptist, but he is the Son of God. And if we're born anew in Jesus Christ, we're even going to be greater than John the Baptist, who came before baptism by the Holy Spirit in Jesus. So he's kind of telling us we have this noble, you know, vocation, that we're going to be elevated beyond the greatest of the prophets merely through our baptism in the Holy Spirit and trying to follow that baptism through, our final days. And of course, for Jesus, then, you know, the idea is, you know, put your faith in me. But first, what does it mean to put your faith in me? You got to hear something in my words. You got to want to find God, you know. But if you don't want to find God, then you're certainly not going to find him in me, because you're not going to find him anywhere. You don't want to find him. So you got to have that movement of the heart. You got to want to find God. And then you have to authentically want to find God. Who's out there who can tell me the way to God? if you're looking for that, I can give your mind whatever you need. You want miracles? I will give you miracles. You want amazing discourse that literally puts all of the prophets into perspective? I'll give you amazing discourse that will put all the prophets into perspective. And I'll give you more than that. I will give you literally all the signs of my divinity that will show you that my crucifixion is a complete self-sacrifice and an unconditional and unrestricted act of love that's going to save the world. And you'll have enough signs, more than enough signs, to know that love has saved the world, that God is love, that you follow me and follow my words, and you're going to wind up in the kingdom of heaven because God would not will it otherwise if you're trying to follow. This is the good news. But none of it will make any sense if you don't want to find God. None of it is going to make any sense unless you're looking to find the Word of God, where you're going to be moved in your heart by listening to the Beatitudes, or by listening to these parables that he's speaking, or listening to the parable of the prodigal son, or looking upon the cross of Jesus and seeing something significant in this very, very difficult sign of pain that speaks of love unconditionally, right? Unless you're looking, unless you want to see, then none of this will make any sense. But if you're looking and you want to see, then as you listen to those parables, as you begin to look at that crucifix, as you begin to listen to the Beatitudes and so forth, what's going to happen is something's going to click in your heart. And then all you'll need is to look at those miracles, contemporary ones or the ones of Jesus' time, the ones that the apostles were performing through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, the ones that are happening at Lourdes today, right, et cetera, et cetera. You'll get the miracles you need. You'll get the signs that you need. You'll get the evidence that you need. Heck, who could have ever predicted we get near-death experiences in the Shroud of Turin? But of course, we've got it as much as we want if we but first put our faith in, of course, the gospel, the Beatitudes, the words of Jesus that just draw us into his word and into himself through the heart. And that's what Jesus is saying happens to the crowd, but the Pharisees rejected the plan of God for themselves. Amen.